You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. During yesterday's Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, time was set aside for oral communications from the public and Tuolumne County Supervisor Board reports. Here are a few of the edited remarks.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Christopher Butner. As a 10-year Motherlode resident, I am dismayed by the malfeasance and corruption exhibited by numerous high-ranking elected and appointed government officials in several Motherlode counties. I address you today as a concerned citizen and community journalist answering the call to action, appearing in Engage Tuolumne's October 3rd newsletter concerning Tuolumne County District 1 Supervisor Mike Holland and the allegation of his theft of water for his private company's construction project. I applaud Engage Tuolumne for doing the important investigative work that now demands timely action from Tuolumne County's law enforcement and administration. It now also demands a factual, credible explanation and accountability from Supervisor Holland for having either allegedly illegally tapped a TUD-owned water line or having allegedly illegally tapped a Tuolumne County-owned water line. Now, what do you have to say publicly in your defense, Supervisor Holland?
Great. Thank you.
I would just note that public comment is a time for the public comment, not a time for the supervisors to engage in discussions on any matter that's been brought up.
Great. Thank you, Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Brandon and supervisors. I am here to ask also that you investigate the alleged misconduct by Supervisor Holland. We citizens are aware that this action happened, and I think it's important that our supervisors are held to a high standard of obeying the laws and rules of our county. And if they are not, then why should we as members of the community do so? I just would like you to please consider investigating this and correcting it. Everybody can make a mistake, so I think people are open to that so long as it's corrected. If not, I'm sure that the grand jury will be on this issue in the next grand jury. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Board. Jason Revord, concerned citizen. Fell down a rabbit hole this weekend, and as several others have said, you screwed up. You connected to a county water line. You did not pull a permit. You put a fire hydrant on county property, and now the county will pay for the water of the use of that hydrant. You're not just a beginning contractor. This isn't your first rodeo. You've done this. You started your mission on saying that you were going to disseminate the CDD. Which you're successfully doing. This refers to you, Mike. Hooking up to this water line is a crime. You know this, we all do. When everything comes out and the investigation is finished, I hope you resign. I'm not proud to come up here and say this about any of our board members. This is really starting to bother me. More dirt is going to be coming out. More things will be gone against you. We've known each other a long time. We went to school together. Make this right, Mike. Make this right for our community.
And sorry, that's the
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Brandon, I do have a quick question.
That's fine. We also have board reports after staff reports for any comments as well. But
okay.
Supervisor Kirk?
Okay. Yeah, no, that, I mean, 99% of the time we don't engage, like Council said. But I think it would be appropriate, I don't know if we do it now or if reports, but give Holland the opportunity, if you like, to respond, just because, you know, we've always kind of shared that agreement that if we're called up by name, we like to give each other a chance to respond. So you can do it during reports?
I would recommend doing it at reports and after we've officially closed oral communications.
Okay.
All right. Seeing no additional oral communications, we will close that. We will move to board reports. Supervisor Holland.
Okay. Mr. Butler, thank you for visiting Tuolumne County. Hopefully you will spend a little money while you're here today and help out our tax base. Where did Jason go? J- Jason, we've known each other 40-some years. You could have picked up the phone and called me. What you would have found out was over 2 years ago, I started talking to the county about putting a fire hydrant on their water line that is needed for the project I am building down there. And over 14 to 16 months ago, long before I was a supervisor, the former county administrator, Tracy Riggs, gave me permission to do it. It's the county's water line. There's no water usage going out of it. We installed a fire hydrant to the tune of over $10,000 that belongs to the county on their property. It's theirs. That is what went on. So people got all this stuff because they had a chief building official that wasn't part of the system anymore because my other permits were taken out of the system, and that's why he didn't know what was going on and wrote a tag that was irrelevant. It's a public hydrant, not a private hydrant. It's not mine. It belongs to the county. It was the deal that was made with Tracy Riggs long ago. We just finally got around to installing it. That is what went on, and somebody would have picked up the phone and called, which nobody has done. Not one person has picked the phone and called and asked me. That's what you would have found out. This has all been documented. The county has the paperwork. I don't know what to tell you beyond that. But again, a private citizen donated over a $10,000 fire hydrant to the county. That's what went on. You guys are welcome to do the research on it, all you like. But that is what went on. There's been notes about it and all that stuff. It went in several meetings. I had a meeting with probably 10 different people that were sitting in that meeting, including the former Community Development Department director was in that meeting.
Okay. Supervisor, I think we're moving a little bit beyond the board report.
That's fine. I'm done now.